Greetings in Jesus' name. We pray all is well with you. And our last session, we were talking about that personal relationship with God. And, you know, I know a lot of people that have a call of God on their life and they feel that hand of God, and they just, there's so many times they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to come forth in that calling. And the key is relationship with God. It's prayer, it's study of the Word, and it's learning that voice of God that will lead you and guide you and order your steps in His Word and according to His will. You know, the worst thing you can do if you feel that hand of God on your life is try to make a ministry or make a name for yourself, or always just running. You know, I made a statement the other day, and I think I even posted it on our ministry Facebook page. There's a lot of people going and running, and they're talking, and they're preaching, but I don't hear people saying anything. People don't need to hear somebody just talking. You don't need to just be going, just to be going, trying to develop a ministry. If you're going to go, then let the Lord order your steps. Let the Lord direct your paths. And if God speaks to you to go and He orders your steps and He sends you forth by the Holy Ghost, then when you get where you're going to impact somebody's life. The words that you speak are going to be strong. They're going to be wisdom. They're going to be understanding. They're going to have a purpose for being spoken. You know, I had somebody tell me one time, and this vessel's gone on to be with the Lord, said, when you minister or when you preach what you are. But when you minister by the Spirit, you minister that word and that working of the Spirit of God. So there is a difference between preaching what you are and ministering by the working of the Spirit of God. And we've got so many people out here, like I said, they're just running, they're talking, they're singing, they're shouting, they're doing all manner of things, trying to have what they call revival. Children of God, the only way to birth and bring forth a move of God in people's lives is there's got to be something in you first. There's got to be an act of God, a visitation of God, a relationship with God. There's got to be something revealed and manifested in you first before you can go and reveal something to others. And you know, it was back around the first of this year that the Lord spoke those two words to him. Matter of fact, it was December the 21st the Lord spoke those two words to me, and one was reveal and the other was manifest. And God began to open my understanding that the Word of God is written in two different stages, and it's written in a revealing stage and it's written in a manifestation stage. And if you don't have a revealing of the Word in you, and you don't learn to stand still and wait for God to reveal Himself to you, then there will never be that manifestation that needs to come forth in power and authority and dominion of the Spirit of God. You don't create a manifestation of God's Spirit and God's power in you. It has to be revealed, and the only way for God to reveal Himself in you is to be still in prayer, be still and seek His face, study that Word, and let God increase you in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let Him open your spirit to His Word to bring you forth in edifying and strength and to prepare you for a manifestation. You know, Jesus, when He was growing up, we read about Him at about 12 in the temple. And then we don't read anything else about Him until He was about 30 years old when He stepped out and started His ministry. Well, in that 18 some odd years, he was in a time that the Spirit of God revealed itself in him. He wasn't out here healing birds and doing miracles on animals like I've heard people talk about, and some writers have wrote, and some of these lost books of the Bible, they say he done all manner of miracles. I don't believe that, because he first had to have a revealing of who he was. He first had to have a revealing of the Father brought forth in him, and that's what those years were. From the time he was 12 till he was 30, it was formative years. It was a revealing of the Father coming forth in him. That's the reason he said, I do nothing of myself except what I see the Father do. What the Father reveals and what the Father does, and I see it in the Spirit, then I can do those things also. So you've got to learn to be still for there to be a revealing. And the Bible said that he grew in wisdom. He waxed strong in spirit. He grew in wisdom and understanding. He waxed strong and found favor with God and men. So we need to stand still for a revealing to come forth in us. And I'm going to talk more about this in the next segment. And a lot of people have been taught different from this. But it's not what you've been taught. Is what the mind and will of God is now. So let's be still, let's wait on the Lord, and let's watch for the working of the Spirit of God and wait till it's God's time to bring us forth. May God bless you.